After Adrian Mosarian's real estate business went bust and his friend Mark Jordan got laid off, they traveled all the way from Tennessee to Chicago to an empty parking lot outside of this Vienna beef factory to learn how to sell hot dogs.
I slide my thumb so I'm not crushing the bun top.
Enrollment has doubled. Tuition for Wiener Work 101 will run you $400, but a year-round vendor has the potential to be pretty lucrative. Business is up 25%.
Whenever the economy has turned south, there's a recession or whatever, there's always been an increase in mobile vending, hot dog carts.
Jack Beller works at one of the largest vendor cart companies in the country. Business is heating up, especially now. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, just a three-month span, Americans eat about 7 billion hot dogs.
Food like hot dogs are, I would consider it a comfort food, and I would expect that's one of the reasons they're popular also in terms of down economy. People tend to eat more comfort foods.
He calls this the most basic form of capitalism, and it has its advantages.
You
can be your own boss, set your own hours, and it's an all-cash business with very little overhead.
Usually the permitting from whatever municipality you're in is a couple of $100 a year at most.
So how much would this cart run?
This cart will run about $3,400.
The average hot dog costs 25 cents. Most vendors sell a hot dog for $1.50. If you sold 100 hot dogs a day, working 5 days a week, you'd clear $32,500 a year. 250 hot dogs a day, more than $80,000 a year. Sounds like a gig some could really relish. Lindsay Davis, ABC News.